Jenny, eh?
FM Rewind. File 88.1.
Now, tonight's discussion focuses on the pressing issue of substance abuse, particularly among South African youth. I mean, we currently have an unemployment rate of over 32% in the first quarter of the year, it was reported. And many families are under intense pressure, leading some individuals to turn to harmful coping mechanisms. And to be honest with you, right, substance abuse doesn't only refer to illegal drugs. It includes alcohol, you know, tobacco, you know, prescription medication, and variety of other drugs that young people use to cope and deal with certain challenges. And these substances not only damage health, but they also tear apart families and communities, threatening the very the foundation of our society, threatening our youth. And yet, amid the darkness, there is hope. Our future depends on the strength and resilience of our youth. We are joined on the line by Buhle Nojoko. He has walked the road of drug addiction and found recovery. He is currently pursuing a bachelor's degree in the field of arts at Rhodes University, and he's joining us on the line. Good evening, Buhle. Thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to Voice of Vets 88.1.
Good evening, sir. Thank you for having me.
Now, Buhle, let's talk about how your journey with substance abuse began.
My journey with substance abuse, it began as it started very little as a group of friends. We were just experiencing cigarettes. It started very little. It wasn't something very serious. We just wanted to experience these kind of feelings of we were just having fun of what could this do, or what kind of feelings could someone experience if you just smoke cigarette and something like that. But as we started with cigarette, and we have realized that it didn't do any difference, it didn't change anything, then we started trying something else that is weed, and we started feeling a change in our bodies and in our minds, in a point whereby we started feeling a bit different, yes, and we wanted to try and even more, because now we basically found happiness in doing it. And that's how it started, and one thing led to another.
Now, how did that affect your life, especially as soon as you got deep into, you know, the drug abuse?
Well, it changed my life pretty bad, because to the point whereby when I mentioned that everything led to something else, because now I started doing something different, which is from weed we moved up to crystal meth, and that's when everything changed in my life, because now crystal meth was very different than weed, because now what crystal meth does, it makes your brain work to the point whereby you don't even find a good rest. You can go for like days without sleeping, maybe 2 days, 3 days, and then now it started affecting my brain to the point whereby in my academics I was doing grade 9, and I had a goal of studying mathematics and knowing mathematics by profession. And in the secondary school that I was in grade 9, two subjects for grade 10, then you have to do pretty well in your June exams for grade 9 so that you can meet the requirements. And that affected my life pretty bad, because I couldn't study the field that I wanted to be in, because I didn't attend school. I wasn't submitting assignments, and I just kept on doing these substances. And I've realized after that my life was changing very badly, because after then I didn't get the mathematics I wanted. Everything didn't make sense. I didn't even find purpose in studying anymore. Then what I just kept on doing, I just kept on consuming and just doing the substances.
Now, tell us about the moment you realized that you needed help. What was that turning point?
The moment I realized that this is becoming really bad for me, it's when I started experiencing changes in my brain. Because as time goes, the more you put on these substances in your body, the more they have an effect in your brain. There's plenty of things that happens actually in your health and in your brain or your body, but I want to speak specifically with your brain, because when you let's take for instance crystal meth. That crystal meth deals with your brain, because you think constantly. You think to the point whereby you develop a mindset that you're becoming smarter, but at the same time it is deep having a bad effect in your brain. It is slowly decreasing your capacity and to the point whereby now when you don't get sleep for days, your conversations with people, they change. Then I started realizing that no, I'm not fitting in the society to the point whereby even the conversations, I can't keep them pretty well. And even at home, I would be very short-tempered. When people would talk to me, then I started realizing that this is affecting my brain to the point whereby I would go to a point whereby I would become mental ill. And I knew at that point that I had to do something about this, because if I keep on doing it, then I would become a very different person in the society, and then I would become a completely different person to a point whereby I would be mental ill and I wouldn't be good in socializing with people anymore.
Now let's talk about the recovery process. How difficult was it?
It was very difficult. Very difficult because as I mentioned, that once I started realizing that I don't have purpose, and that's basically what happens. You get deep into these substances because you don't have purpose. You don't see purpose in your life, and to the point whereby when you don't see purpose in your life, now you don't really care about recovery, because the point is, if you recover, then what? And then what happened in my life? I also don't understand how I became the person I am. But what I could share is that I started reading the Bible as I was young. I was very young. My grandmother would take me to church with her, but I stopped going to church because I started using these substances. But then I realized at that point that let me read the Bible. Then when I read the Bible, I kept on reading and I kept on understanding many things that are happening in this life and in my body, for instance. And I started then to accept Jesus as my personal Savior. And as I accepted him, and then I knew that he is ruling my body and I don't have to put things in my body, then that's when I followed the principles of the Bible. I started jogging, started doing less in these things. It was very difficult. It was a very big shift, because it's very difficult to the point whereby you don't find purpose. But I found purpose in Christ, and that's what's making it more difficult, because when you stop, what are you going to stop and do? That's the question that makes it very difficult for you to stop.
Now we have currently a scourge of drug and alcohol abuse within our society. I did mention earlier on that it was recorded that at least 15% of South Africans are living with a serious drug addiction. And as someone who has walked the journey and managed to overcome, you know, the drug abuse, I want you to talk to young people listening on how it's very important for them to avoid, just avoid any trap make them get into the substance abuse. How important is this?
If I get the question correctly, is how or what can I say to
how would you advise young people to avoid falling into the trap of substance abuse in such difficult economic times?
Well, I could say that they must associate themselves with people that, let's say, they have not started doing it. Then they have a group of friends whereby they associate themselves with that are not doing it. And if they keep on socializing with those people in their lives, and that's when they will keep on pursuing their careers and keep on living further. But if they take another route to the point whereby they want to experience these things, now it starts as having fun, but as you go into deep having fun with it, and it starts changing your life. So what I could say is that if you grow up in a family whereby you grow up in a well-ordered family, your parents are there for you, I would truly advise that you listen to your parents' guidance, because they are the ones that could lead your life in a good direction. And by the time you start not listening to your parents, and then everything else will become different in your life. And to the ones that they don't have families or they lost parents, because it could be one of the reasons why people start using these substances, because they don't have any guidance in their backgrounds or anything. So I would suggest to them that whatever purpose you are dealing with in your life, don't lose it, because that's the only thing that keeps people doing it. Because people, for instance, I found comfortability in what I was doing. Now, I would say to people that are currently dealing with it or they are about to do it, that be careful of losing your purpose. Because once you lose your purpose, then you'll be comfortable in whatever you're doing. But it is very important that you should keep yourself having hope than being comfortable in whatever you're doing that is wrong.
Butle Nojogo, you have walked the road of drug addiction, and you're one of the luckiest who have managed to find recovery. And thank you so much for sharing your inspiring story. You are an inspiration to our society. Keep on sharing your story. Keep on shining a light, especially towards young people who are lost in the darkness of this alcohol and drug addiction. So thank you so much once again for joining us right here on Voice of Vets 88.1. Have a splendid evening. Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir.
All right. Amazing. That was Butle Nojogo.
FM Rewind, File 88.1.